is that we did yesterday and also today this morning by our colleagues, the focal point of the group now, that since we started the global group on the extractives and then as regional commissions, we had really a key role to vet all these processes and come up with the call for action of the SG that had different pillars related to finance, technology and innovation, green and circular economy and the social and environmental aspects under the just transition and regional and global collaboration. And the thing that's the work now, it's we have 1 year since last year, actually, we started working on different modules and toolkits that help to at least work in-house to ensure that the UN system build on the expertise that they have and the resources they have in order to support the member state to the extent possible. But let's work on what we have and what we know. And this is what, at the end, we will come up with by the end of the year to have this all ready for supporting at the national level through the global, national and regional processes. And now the... As you well highlighted, that the SG put in place the panel, which will be launched in a few days officially, led by UNCDAD and the UN Global Champion Group. And certain member countries are already confirmed their interest to be part of that. Now, the involvement of the youth, there are two things, actually. There is the UN processes, which we have the global group and the regional entities, as the UNECE resource management, but all of us work under the same umbrella. And obviously, our intention in the next that we have to evolve when we start the implementation. Now, in terms of the panel, we are trying to see how it's confirmed in order to see how to involve the different stakeholders, including the youth, but this is the next step when things are confirmed. But what I can just want to say that the regional commissions are requested to do regional consultations for this all process that we're talking about, and at least from ISCO side, this is considered to involve the youth in that. But you did mention the also, I think it's not just about the global processes. Yeah, good, certainly, as UN staff, I support that. And certainly, I believe that having youth engaged in different processes are extremely important. And good, I have seen that you track record all the biodiversity and all the things that they've done, because these are extremely important. However, I want to know that, just to emphasize on an important element, in the guidebook, there was an indication on how the youth should be engaged in the industry and all of that, but just want to mention something, that the mining sector for critical energy transition minerals, it's about the skills gap. We are conducting a study, actually, on investing in the future for enabling this transition. So you have the skills gap, but the skills gap is not just about what our survey that we did, and based on the interviews we conducted in our region, which has 60% of youth, actually, under 30. Most of it, we have the highest rate in terms of unemployment for highly educated people. The problem that we found is not about not finding the jobs when they have the skills, but the skills are not there. So we need to do a matchmaking between the different education institutions, not about just university and research centers, before that, actually, that you need to build the human capital and to have it in quality and quantity, actually, to match the needs of the energy transition minerals, which is not there. And at the COP, we had a very interesting session. I think I have seen the picture of that. There was a lecture from I think, one of the universities in the US, where we had certain statistics indicating that people are not interested to go to the mining schools. I did the mining in particular schools, but I don't find that people are interested in that. So the thing that mining is not oil and gas. So this is what I want to correct. So in order to do that, the private sector, different stakeholders need to be engaged, and we need really to prepare the skills before saying that we want to be engaged as well.
Yes, thank you for that answer, and I think we completely